Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last night I was ambushed by my four cats because they wanted to have a meeting about the dog. And I was busy. A lot of COVID going on. I'm seeing patients. I worked well until 10 o'clock at night. They're like, we need this meeting. So I'm like, well, what do you guys have to talk about? Honestly, okay, I know you don't like the dog. Is the dog biting you? No. Is the dog interrupting your sleep? No. Then what's the problem? Well, apparently the problem is the dog is eating their eats. Even if I try to put the eats up on a higher step, the dog knows how to reach up, grab it, knock it down to eat their eats. And I told them, I go, I'm telling the dog not to eat your eats. I say, no, bad girl. And the cats looked at me like I am not doing my job. And they look like they want to strike. They look like they want to just strike. And I really don't know what that would entail because they don't really do anything, honestly. They just pee-pee house. They might throw up in the middle of the house. They might find my favorite dress, pee on it, or get hair all over it. But apparently they're mad that the dog is eating their eats. And mind you, they are very stoutly weighted. Two of them have very, very round tushies. So the other two, I'll try to feed separately so the other cats don't eat their eats. But the cats have threatened to unionize. And I'm not really sure what that entails. So if any of you guys have pets that decide to unionize against you, let me know. In the meantime, Starbucks is dealing with a lot of controversy as they are closing a bunch of stores in very highly populous areas because of the crime. Because of probably the economy, there's a lot of reasons. But workers of Starbucks think they're trying to union bust. Starbucks announced Tuesday that it would close one of the stores at 505 Union Station in Seattle. They're also going to close about 15 others. And they cited safety concerns. But some on Twitter have criticized the move. They note that at least three of those 16 stores, or three of 16, have voted or petitioned to unionize. Now, the stores Starbucks is set to close, according to the Wall Street Journal, includes six in Seattle, six in L.A., and two in Portland. So, according to one user, they said, so let me get this straight. Starbucks is closing eight stores in the PNW, citing crime as the reasoning, when in actuality they're union busting by shutting down POC and queer-centric locations that are pro-union. I hope Howard likes subpoenas. There was a video of an alleged internal meeting on Wednesday, which the Daily Dot, and I'm getting this from the Daily Dot and MSN, couldn't independently confirm, showing CEO Howard Schultz said the closures were necessary after the company heard from workers about safety concerns. He says, we're listening to our people and closing stores, and this is just the beginning. There are going to be many more. Now, they have a bunch of stores. In fact, I think when I was in Vancouver, there were two on the same street. I mean, sometimes there's so many Starbucks that there are actually two on the same street within the same block or two. Blows my mind how many there are. The Wall Street Journal said Starbucks was concerned about drug use in the stores by customers and the public. We cannot serve as partners if we don't feel safe at work. Starbucks repeatedly wrote in their announcement they pledged to relocate the affected store workers to other still open locations. But the workers in Seattle posted a sign on the door of the store saying the closure is against the workers' will and not good faith bargaining. They noted in the letter that they even felt safer in the store in recent months. A worker at the store who's the who the Daily Dot is not identifying, tweeted about the closure and said, "Personally, we think it's not fair that we are not able to bargain over our working conditions as Starbucks is federally required to do. We think it is disingenuous for Starbucks to claim that they cannot provide a safe experience for our workplace when we were routinely denied support offered to other stores with similar concerns." So, in a statement, Starbucks Workers United, which represents the unionized Starbucks stores, said the closures prove the company thinks they are above the law. Every decision Starbucks makes, they say, must be viewed through the lens of a company's unprecedented and virulent union busting campaign. So, there's a popular store that's closing in Ithaca, New York. That came after a protest over unsafe working conditions. Starbucks' response, they say, was not to fix the problem, but to punish the workers who had recently unionized. Yet Starbucks still argues that this was not a response to the growing union movement spreading across the country. So, you know, this is interesting, and I hear this all the time. You know, employers will be very frustrated. And you saw some of that frustration echoed by Elon Musk, saying, look, if you don't want to come to work, if you want to work remote, you're not going to work for Tesla. So you want a job, you come to work. Not coming to work, you're not getting a job. I mean, some employers just outright say that. You know, if this is not the place you want to work at, don't work here. But things have changed. And there's laws and there's labor laws and things to protect people from, you know, being abused on the job. But I think that adage still should exist where if you don't like the boss and you don't like the way things are done, they don't deserve you. Leave. Go to a new job. But instead, I think a lot of people want to change the workplace. I tried to do that. I worked in a toxic environment. I tried to change it so it would be less toxic. Couldn't. That was bucked. No, nobody wants to do that. And so, you know, with unions, it makes it a little bit more tricky for an employer to say, you don't want to work here, don't work here. See ya. It makes it a little bit more tricky to do. And so, you know, there are advantages for some employers to have workers who are unionized, but for a lot of employers, they might fear the union because they think, you know, the employees, when they get mad about something or they feel that they're not making enough or they, you know, want raises or other sorts of benefits that might not, you know, be to the standard that they believe they should be at, they could easily say, we're going to walk off the job. And so it can, you know, unions have provided a big safety net for people who were abused by their employers, but sometimes there's an abuse on the other side too. And so I think there are a lot of employers that are hesitating on, dealing with everything, whether it's inflation, whether it's supply chain crisis, whether it's crime, whether it's graffiti, you know, and whether it's workers unionizing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular more glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love animals. I got my kitty cats. I got my doggy. Man, I'm ready to adopt another one. But the one thing that kind of holds people back from adopting is the expense. Owning an animal is not very cheap, right? Assuming the animal is healthy until the day they go to the farm or cross the Rainbow Bridge, a dog can average about $1,000 to $2,000 a year. I think that's a very understatement. That's according to the ASPCA. However, cats, I think they cost us more because they do pee-pee house. They don't get to their food in time, so the dog eats the food, so then they want more eats. I mean, my cats, they have very, you know, specific delicacies they desire to be served, and then they have to have special serving trays and chafing sets. And so I think cats just double that. And you're going to spend about $2,000 a year per cat. So it's expensive. Then on top of that, you have lab and you have vet fees. Thank God for vets out there. But when your little Fido or Fluffy or, like, I have Shakaboo, Zazie, Snowball, Snappy Tushy, if any of them get sick, I got to take them in. And when you take them in to a vet, even if vets try their hardest to, you know, try to keep prices down, it does cost. Vets deserve to get paid, and they have staff, and they have rooms and furniture and equipment, and, you know, they have to run tests. So there's pet insurance, but pet insurance, I have to still kind of research some of the good ones out there, because pet insurance, I've heard mixed stories from some veterinarians and some people that had it, where they would have pet insurance, but it wouldn't cover necessarily the hip dysplasia, which is a very, very common issue that dogs get, or it wouldn't cover certain common maladies that need fixing. And these fixings can be expensive. So I found on this one site that if your dog gets cataracts, it could cost anywhere from $2,600 to $4,000 to fix it. Now, you can't just say, well, you know what, I guess we'll just put the dog down. No, that's not an option. Cataracts, a dog can live still many, many years, even though he has a cataract. He can't see, which is dangerous, and it's a safety issue. But if you fix the cataract, that doesn't necessarily mean he has to go down. I mean, if he's still functioning, heart, lungs, doesn't have cancer, you're going to have a tough time reconciling that if you think, oh, man, you know, I can't afford the cataract surgery. ACL and CCL surgery, you have the anterior cruciate ligament and the canine cruciate ligament. These costs are pretty high. According to financebuzz.com, this could range anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 per knee. Some of them might even be more complex, especially if they have need extra capsular repair, tibial plateau leveling osteotomy, a triple tibial osteotomy. These things could cost more. Some dogs will have a herniated disc. You know how you make your dogs help you bring in the groceries? I do. I tell my dog, okay, come on, help mommy. Help mommy. So she goes, she doesn't really help me lift anything, but she wants to be out there and she wants to help. Well, what if one actually helps you? They could, you know, blow a disc. So a herniated disc can cost $1,500 to $4,000. And remember, they need sedation. They need, you know, the surgical treatments. They need, there's, you know, a dog hip replacement. Hip dysplasia is one of the most common canine skeletal conditions. Larger breeds get it. My dog, the lab had hip dysplasia. Surgery for younger dogs will repair the hip socket, but sometimes the older dogs, they just need a total hip replacement. Like with us humans, some of us, we just need a whole new hip. And those could sadly cost anywhere from $3,500 to $7,000 per hip. Sometimes dogs will get intestinal blockages. That surgery could cost up to $7,000. There's a stomach flip surgery where the stomachs get bloated due to gas or fluid or liquid. The stomach flips, twists. It's life-threatening. Food won't move. You got to go in there and fix them. So these are expensive. So for those of you that are, you know, looking at what I'm looking at with inflation, and you're looking at, well, we got a recession, we got inflation, you know, when we tell you that you need to save money and you need to save months of income in your bank account in case a recession comes, have you also put into account a budget for your pets? Most don't. Most don't have their pet budget. They might put pet food, $100 a month or something like that. But they don't realize that when something goes wrong, that they have to go to the vet and it's going to cost money. So there is pet insurance that you could look at and see if it's you know, worth doing. Other things that I have found that could be very, very helpful is I remember donating to a couple different charities in my lifetime that would help people pay their vet bills. And I thought that was fantastic. Well, there's a bunch of charities that do that. So one such charity is the Pet Fund. And the Pet Fund is kind of one of the bigger ones. And they actually, they you know, you could click to donate, so you could donate. But there's a way for you to register if you're a pet owner and need help. And they have a way where pet owners in need could apply for funding. We also have Red Rover. Red Rover has urgent care grants. You can't necessarily apply for some of these after you spent the money. So if you guys are contemplating that your dog needs something, whether it's your cat, whether it's your dog, they have grants of about $250. It's intended to fill a small gap in funding that's keeping an animal from care. There's eligibility guidelines based on income, things like that. There's some pre-application questions. You complete the application, and if you qualify, you can get it. You are going to have proof of income. Animal must be spayed or neutered. It needs to show you still looked for other fundings, things like that. But that's nice. You have Frankie's Friends. And I'm going to write a little piece on this, so I'll put it up there for you guys so you have it. Frankie's Friends also allow ways for you to get help. I'm trying to see where that, they have Pets for a Cause. There's all sorts of things that Frankie's Friends do. There's the Angel Fund grant program. There's Friends and Vets Helping Pets, Veterinarian Expense Assistance, Help with Vet Bills, the Animal Foundation. The Animal Foundation is one of the biggest foundations out there. They have ways for you to get help. They know pet medical care can be expensive. And again, they do not want people to not get care. The grants might not cover the whole thing, but they could surely help. Also, some of these foundations can kind of help you with credit, getting credit. There's Helping Hands, American Pit Bull Foundation. For those of you with pit bulls, there's the American Pit Bull Foundation. Another thing is that sometimes there are specific breed charities that are out there. So if you have a lab, there might be a charity that's out there to help labs. Right, this one helps pit bulls. So those iHeartDogs.com has a bunch of lists. But another big thing that's out there is the crowdfunding. And one of you had asked me 2 years ago about, is there a stigma attached? You feel guilty, crowdfunding. Now, crowdfunding is where you set up a GoFundMe, or there's other sites specific for pets where you could do a GoFundMe. And I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. You know, I have, friends whose kids are getting married, and rather than registry, they're like, this is our fund, we're collecting for our honeymoon. If you're going to give us a gift, just donate to the fund. I think there's a practicality that is now taking over, and many people, feel like, look, we're really appreciative, you guys doing this, and then we're going to be here for you guys when you guys need something. I think doing a crowdfunding thing where everybody could put in $1 or $5, it really goes a long way. Also, it makes people feel good. I'd rather they put the money to that than taxes. So don't feel bad. There's multiple advantages that crowdfunding can do. And so many of us, we don't want to ask for help. We don't want to ask for money. We don't want to. But it's not that you're doing that. What you're doing is, look, there's a cause. There's something you want to do. And there's people out there that really, really want to help. It's actually very, altruistic. Because, I spoke about how people struggle to find a cause, or they get depressed, or they feel like they're not, contributing. And so sometimes somebody does a fundraiser, they share it, they get the word out, they fundraise. Fundraising is a great way to kind of fight anxiety and depression. And there is no better cause to me, with a pet than trying to help pay for their medical bills. So I think there's some great potential there. Also, talk to the veterinarian. If your veterinarian says, look, we got a surgery coming up, you're going to have to come up out of pocket for $1,000, you could talk to the vet about what's out there. Are there credit processes? Are there funds? Are there scholarships? Are there things you could do? Are there payment plans? And, it's not all cut and dry. There's obviously flexibility around some of these things. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News. Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked me to comment on a judge in my area that is being asked to step down from local police. I haven't been following the story too much. You know, I know I'm in Vegas. Just there's a lot going on in Vegas, so it's hard to kind of, you know, follow up on all the news. But what I do know is Clark County District Judge Erica Balu, hope I'm pronouncing that right, told a defendant. And it could be that she misspoke, but this is the quote that they got her on, that she does not believe she would be able to walk away alive from police. And that it seems like she says, you're the one making the decisions not to walk away from cops. You're a black man in America. You know you don't want to be nowhere where cops are. Listen to me. This is the judge. You know you don't want to be nowhere where cops are because I know I don't, and I'm a middle-aged, middle-class black woman, she says. I don't want to be around where the cops are because I don't know if I'm going to walk away alive or not. You know that. Now, I guess the context of this is she was, I guess, insinuating that he shouldn't have gotten arrested. He should have run away. She said, even if the cop like came after and was harassing your group, you should have walked away instead of staying. You need to walk away because you knew you were on probation. You knew. Now, you know, there's two schools of thought as to what's been happening with black men dying in police custody. One is they're in police custody and police are accused of being, of treating them differently than other suspects, racism, and brutality. And other schools of thought are most of the injuries are happening during a resisting arrest. And we've seen, there's multiple cases. We don't get to see all of them, but we only hear about the very highly publicized ones. But I think a resisting arrest is also very, very dangerous. And sadly, we've seen multiple people die as a result of resisting arrest. So it does seem a little odd if allegedly that's what the judge was trying to insinuate, that he resists arrest, because I've been saying this for years, you know, I grew up knowing that if at all, when somebody says freeze, and I don't freeze, and I move, or I go into my pocket or something, I'll be gunned down. You freeze. You don't try to outrun the police. You freeze. And my grandfather was a cop, and he's like, look, you know, you could accidentally get shot. Don't move. Don't do anything stupid. Just stay put. And I don't think a lot of people get the memo, because you see these shoot, like the one that where female cop was saying taser, taser, but then she actually shot him and killed him. Again, they were putting on the handcuffs. They fumbled with the handcuffs. He's like, I want to make a run for it. Ran for it. Instead of her pulling her taser, she pulled her gun. He ended up dying. He wouldn't be dead if he didn't resist arrest. We saw that with George Floyd. He was in the cop car, somehow started having a medical incident, and again, it was tragic, and I wish the paramedics could have gone there sooner and that Derek Chauvin wouldn't have put his knee on his neck. But George Floyd starts screaming and can't breathe, kicks himself out of the police car, is in obvious distress. Then Derek Chauvin holds him down, puts the knee on his neck, and sadly he ends up dying. And somebody had asked, they said, you know, should the paramedics have gotten there sooner, or should they have, if he was having trouble breathing, get him into the top cop car and race him to the hospital? If they couldn't keep him in the cop car, they had to call the paramedics, but it's a shame because then that's what happened. Then Derek Chauvin put his knee on his neck. So, you see these when you go back and you play Monday Morning Quarterback, you go, man, if we could do something about that gentleman that was running away from cops and decided to turn and point a laser in a Wendy's parking lot. Cop thought it was a gun, shot him. So I've been saying for the longest time, you know, a very, very dangerous moment in the arrest is during the resisting of it. You know, if we could figure out how to, teach people what I was taught, where don't flip and move, because the second you move, something could happen, maybe we could minimize some of these. But of the ones that happen during the resisting arrest, not in custody. So now the police association, let me tell you exactly who this is. The Las Vegas Police Protective Association, I believe, wants her to step down. They say, on behalf of the men and women of law enforcement, the Las Vegas Police Protective Association takes exception to Judge Erica Ballou's disparaging comments about police officers. We call upon Judge Ballou to resign from the bench. We also ask the Judicial Ethics Commission to sanction her for violating the Nevada Code of Judicial Conduct. Among other obligations, the rules require the judiciary to aspire at all times to conduct that ensures the greatest possible public confidence in their independence, impartiality, integrity, and confidence. incompetence. Judge Ballou has demonstrated that she is biased against law enforcement and cannot live up to the standards required of a jurist. Judge Ballou's comments from the bench that she does not want to be around where cops are because I don't know whether I'm going to walk away alive or not are both unethical and irresponsible. Police officers and the law-abiding citizens of our community deserve better from the judiciary. You are a disgrace to the bench, they write, unquote. And that was, it was kind of shocking to see her say that she thinks that, our Las Vegas Metro Police Department would want to kill her. It's it was a very, very bad quote, and I get, you know, many people do feel like they are at risk, but it was, you just don't expect to hear something like that out of a judge when, you know, judges work with police, we work with Metro all the time, we're, you know, we, doctors do, our police officers are absolutely fantastic, and so where did this come from? And again, she's a judge, so she has to show impartiality, and it's, you know, not there. And to tell somebody to violate the law by resisting arrest, if that's what she was talking about, that also doesn't, I think that also violates certain codes of conduct. So I don't know. I can't exactly, you know, comment on what happened. This is some of the drama that's unfolding. But I've always had an issue with judges being biased. I have that issue with the Supreme Court. Why do we have liberal judges and conservative judges? A judge is supposed to be neutral. Then they're supposed to hear the arguments, and then based on the arguments, judge based on the evidence. You are never supposed to have a biased judge, but that's not the case. We have liberal-leaning judges and conservative-leaning judges, and predictability on how they're going to rule. And, I mean, you have one constitution. How could it be interpreted so many different ways and opposite sides? You know, people are going back and forth on, you know, the Constitution protects Roe v. Wade. There's some people are saying, no, it doesn't. You know, it protects the fetus. Others say, no, it protects the mom. If the Constitution doesn't necessarily spell it out, what the Supreme Court justices decide to do is say, well, then it's not on us, it's the states. Keep it out of the feds, states figure it out. But you know, it just blows my mind that we can have completely opposite thinkings. And, you know, we're all looking at the same document. We're all looking at the same law. And we see it two different ways. Multiple different ways. So I think, you know, our judges especially should be there to you know, have an open mind. Because, again, if you have a judge that's predictable, then that's not a judge. That's a advocate or a, you know, the reason why you become a judge is because you are knowledgeable in law, you interpret it to the best ethical ability, and you will listen to the evidence and you won't have a closed mind. Just like doctors. You know, doctors aren't supposed to be biased against individuals. They aren't supposed to be, you know, biased against the medicine. We have to have an open mind. Doctors have to have an open mind that maybe some of the masks aren't working. That maybe we have to recommend N95 masks. Maybe, you know, some of the data we're being told, you know, that vaccines have to be mandated because people are completely 100% risk-free of COVID might be wrong. You know, we doctors always have to have an objectivity. Judges should too. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a little bit of breaking news. The House has passed an active shooter alert bill, 260 to 169, with 43 Republicans joining Democrats to vote for it. This bill would allow law enforcement to deploy an Amber Alert-like phone notification system in active shooter situations. The bill was led by Representatives David Cicilline, Democratic of Rhode Island, Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan. Now it heads to the Senate. Supporters of the bill say it would allow police to alert the public of unsafe situations more quickly. They said police typically rely on social media and news reports to get the word out. Critics say that the bill was unnecessary and likely to stoke fear among the public. The bill, they say, is a common sense piece of public safety legislation that police have asked for over and over again, and we are past due in delivering it to them. They say the bill would carve out a new role for the Department of Justice, known as the National Coordinator of the Active Shooter Alert Communications Network. And that coordinator would work with the FEMA Administrator, Transportation Secretary, FCC Chair, to help state and local law enforcement set up such alert systems. Upton, the Republican leader of the bill, pointed to the July 4th mass shooting in a parade at Highland Park, where a suspected gunman was at large for 8 hours and drove across state lines. And we didn't know about it until we looked online. They said, wouldn't it have been nice to have a system that would have alerted the entire parade route to take cover, and maybe some of those folks that were killed or wounded wouldn't have happened. Upton said he heard from law enforcement and police chiefs that active shooter alerts can be a vital tool to provide accurate real-time information to our communities, the one they believe will help in these dangerous situations. Now, again, the Representative Matt Gaetz, because you're like, okay, why did somebody vote against the bill? Okay, well, one is, was there other stuff in the bill? You know, that, because from what I'm understanding, that does sound good. Maybe there was other stuff in the bill. They're like, look, okay, get that other stuff out and we'll vote for it. But Representative Matt Gaetz, according to Daily Mail, warned that such a bill could cause chaos, giving a hypothetical where a stadium full of concert goers all get an alert if somebody fired a gun several blocks away, maybe even by accident. He said, would that make the circumstance safer? Of course not. It would lead to a stampede, tragedy, hysteria, mistake, perhaps even more death. That's what he said. Gaetz said that the bill was vague about how far from an incident people would still get alerts and what type of events would warrant an alert. He said, this bill is like yelling fire in a movie theater, except the fire is in another movie theater across the street. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said the bill as a, quote, Democrat fear-mongering that guns are an ever-present threat. Democrats mock Republicans for being, quote, pro-life, but voting against the bill. So there's a lot of back and forth. This is, as far as I'm concerned, whatever the cops need, give them. I mean, if the cops need to alert the public, you know, there's tornado warnings, there's amber alerts. I think active shooter situations and the location of where the active shooter location is, I think is a very helpful tool. I do see where this can start to lose some of its punch if there's always alerts going off and then people start to ignore them. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we get heat warnings, we get dust warnings. Well, the very first one of the year, you're like, oh, wow, everybody listen. You're looking at your phone and you're listening to it. Well, by the fifth, you ignore it. Now, you shouldn't ignore any of these warnings, but I notice, you know, I'll be at a restaurant, all of a sudden all our phones will go off, and I look around to see who's paying attention. Some people read it, some people go, ah, whatever, and they just keep going on and talking. And so I do worry a little bit of you know, if there would be an overuse. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, get a system going. As long as there's, you know, we don't have other BS in this bill, and it's what it says it is, I think that could be extremely helpful if that's what the police want and that's what the police need, so that they could clear parades and they could clear areas where an active shooter could be going and alert the public. I want to know if there's an active shooter in my area, so I think that's fantastic. But I hope they do run it. Whoever is running it, I hope they run it correctly. You know, and if it's going off every time, you know, I get news updates every time there's a accident or a shooting or my phone's going off all the time. And there is fatigue. You end up starting to not look at it that closely. And so we have to figure out, you know, at what, if, you know, if you, for people to, you know, take it seriously, you know, every time. You know, I tell my kids that. I go, look, if I'm texting you, it's important. Every single one of my texts is of utmost importance. Well, now, no. If I text them, I don't hear back from them for hours. And I'm like, what if it's an emergency? and you don't, you know, so then the only thing I think I could do is just maybe retext. I don't know. But I already see, I already see this fatigue that they have. So they need to do this right. But it sounds like a good idea to me. A 14-year-old girl has died on a Denmark amusement park ride. Apparently today, at a northern Denmark popular amusement park, the rear part of a roller coaster came off the rails. A 13-year-old boy suffered injuries to one hand. Henrik Ragborn Olsen, manager of the Tivoli Friedhen amusement park in Aarhus, Denmark's second largest city, told local newspaper that the rear two seats of the Cobrian roller coaster were hanging under the wagon train. Police got a call at 12:50 p.m. that a car was stuck in a ride in Tivoli Friedhen and several people were stuck. Two people were sitting on the rear seats and were taken by emergency workers. Ragborg Olsen told the Extra Bladet Daily that the two had been seriously injured and taken to the hospital. The accident occurred on the Cobrian roller coaster and the park now has been shut down. An investigation right now is launched as to what happened. The roller coaster is 25 meters tall. The wagons have a top speed of 70 kilometers of the carts per hour or 44 miles per hour, according to the Tivoli Friedhen website. And the amusement park sits in the southern part of Aarhus, northwest of Copenhagen. So, sadly, a 14-year-old has died in the accident. This is definitely amusement park time, and so we want people to, enjoy themselves. I love going to amusement parks, but I got to tell you, after going to Six Flags and being scared to death while hanging up there, how many hundreds of feet with nothing below me, and I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that again. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Animal rescue groups across the U.S. are trying to band together to rescue 4,000 beagles. They are racing against the clock, according to NPR, to rehome 4,000 beagles that were in a research facility in Virginia. The Humane Society of the United States is working with the U.S. Justice Department and spearheading the effort to transfer these dogs from their current home to shelters in a matter of weeks. The Envigo facility, who bred the beagles for pharmaceutical research and testing, was found to be in violation of several federal regulations. The beagles were found in horrendous conditions. At least two inspection reports revealed that the facility performed unnecessary, painful medical procedures on dogs and puppies. This is horrible. Senator Mark Warner and Tim Kaine of Virginia publicized the reports. Other reports revealed the dogs were held in sweltering shelters for hours, and the research at a facility caused distress to nursing dogs and their puppies. So a federal judge has ordered that these dogs get released. Now they have 60 days to rehome these animals. So I'll try to see if there's a link. I don't see a link of how, if you're interested. They believe it's going to cost anywhere from $275 to $700 for them to get each beagle ready for adoption, because obviously they want to, get their nutrition up. They want to, if they were underfed, if they have any wounds, get those fixed. But so I think it's the Homeward Trails Animal Rescue in Virginia has been working with other beagles rescued earlier this year from the Envigo facility and the Humane Society. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.